All right, Rabbi Moshe, good morning. Let's continue. So we left off yesterday on page 168. Let's pick up actually at the bolded lines towards the bottom of the page. V'tira, sha'adam asher tilhat nafsho ba'avodas baro. So here, according from the Ramchal, so Ramchal says in C that a person, asher tilhat nafsho ba'avodas baro, who's literally, whose heart is aflame with the service of his Creator, certainly will not become lazy in the performance of his mitzvot. So again, Ramchal seems to be making a very simple yet intuitive statement, which is that a person who is passionate about something is not lazy about something. So which we all know from just our own life experiences, anything I'm excited about, generally, I do with zeal. Things that I'm not so excited about, so I tend to drag my feet a little bit more. So therefore, what he's saying over here is a person whose heart is on fire, a person whose heart is aflame with passion to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he certainly will not be lazy in the performance of the mitzvos. Kilomar, kadei liknos es hazrizos. What this is saying is the following. In order to acquire the midah of zrizos, tzarach lahaktim lizrizos es hayislatos hanafshis. Well, so this is actually going to be a very interesting discussion. And we're going to get a little bit of like a chicken and the egg issue over here. So first, Sarav Kashtiel writes that we see from here that in order to acquire the midah of zrizos, so a person, before I'm zoriz, so I need this hislat, what he calls hislatos hanafshis. I need this inspiration. I need this fiery spiritual passion. La'orer es halat. I need to awaken the internal flame. I have to figure out all different types of mechanisms and ways in which I could awaken that internal fire. There are many different ways in which a person goes ahead and is able to awaken the fire. What Rav Kashtiel is positing here is the yisod that in order to have zrizos, there has to really be passion. So really, the order of things over here is awaken internal passion, right? Awaken that internal fire, and then ultimately, again, a person will then possess the midah of zrizos. That's the order of things. Says the following. So obviously, then the million-dollar question becomes: how do we awaken that internal passion? How do I awaken that internal fire? Yesh kol mini shitos kedei la'oras ha'ish. There are many different opinions as to how to awaken that internal fire. Efshar la'oras ha'ish be'ezras regashos dinyonos machshavos v'chol minei mitzayim. So there are different ways in which one could awaken that internal fire. Ultimately, again, through feelings, through thoughts, through all types of intermediaries. For example, shira utfila. Some people, those internal feelings of spiritual passion, last three lines on 168. Those feelings are awoken through song. For others, they're awoken through tefillah. And there are many other intermediaries or mechanisms through which to awaken internal passion. Hamatarehi achos laorer es hamusar. So ultimately, the goal is one. There's one singular goal, which is to awaken one's spirituality. Sha'adam lo yavo el ha'olam haruchni lo eish. The idea is, I can't really enter into the spiritual realm of existence without a fire, without passion. Adam shabali olam haruchni lo eish. Avud, will say a person who approaches his spirituality without a fire is lost. Hasikui hu sheagili olam shalzvizos, top of 169. Shukalush. Therefore, we'll say the idea, remember that Ramchal is positing now that the way in which I acquire the midah of zrizos is through first awakening the internal passion, the internal fire. If I don't come to my spirituality with the internal fire, internal passion, then the truth is, it's very unlikely that I will even come to feel anything truly spiritual. This is an incredible yisod. And we're going to see, by the way, subject to dispute. So Rav Kashtiel's model, which is Ramchal's model, is first awaken internal spirituality, and then afterwards, ultimately, a person will come to zrizos. Without the internal awakening, there's no way to really become fully zoriz. Lachim, kishanu holchim, top of 169, kishanu holchim, mekayim mitzvos, So therefore, when we first begin to do mitzvos, therefore, we'll say, when we begin any spiritual endeavor, the first order of business is, how do I awaken myself internally? How do I cause myself to be inspired internally? A person who does possess that internal fire will not be lazy in the performance of mitzvot. So both say, I just want to point out, this is not like rocket science. This all begins with a basic premise, which is, you do things you're passionate about. And things that you're passionate about, you do quickly. And what you begin, you finish. That's klal gadol in life. Therefore, the secret to being spiritually successful is to be excited about my ruchnius, is to be passionate about my Judaism. Because if I'm passionate about my Judaism, I'm passionate about my mitzvot, my Torah, my chesed, then at the end of the day, what I start, I absolutely and unequivocally will complete. If I'm not passionate, however, the probability is what I start ultimately will linger and will remain uncompleted. A person has to work on himself that his movements are like the movements of fire, which are quick and decisive. The movement of fire is very strong. Energia goeshes shelo kimoha afar. There is a stirring fire that is very much different than dirt. Haish ola levad. So first of all, ish, fire itself, rises by itself. Lo tzarech ligrom la la'alos. This is very important. You know, no one has to command ish to rise up. Right? The ish rises up by itself. Me'atzma hi ola. Hizaza gam im ein makom. Lo bigla shehi nofeles lamakom namuch kimo amayim. Ela me'atzma zaza mispasachas. We'll say this is actually very interesting. If you notice this distinction, so on one hand, water always flows to the lowest place, right? Fire, on the other hand, always tries to ascend. Now, I just want to point out, if you remember again, so remember, water is also Torah compared to water. Spirituality is compared to water. Remember, we spoke about this on Erev Shabbos. I don't remember which parsha. It was the Lublin Rav who spoke about the yisod of water, right? That water always finds a way around, right? Water always finds a way to traverse obstacles, a very beautiful yisod. So on one hand, our resilience is compared to water, but on a ruchni level, we should be like fire. On a ruchni level, the fire, you can't, what's the biggest problem? You know, you hear about these wildfires, the breakout. What's the biggest problem? Containment, right? Why? Because that's the yisod of fire. The yisod of fire is that naturally it can't be contained. But this is what we're learning above a common house. Eish can't be contained. You have to put something there. That's the goal, says the Ramchal. Ultimately, again, that our ruchnios should be like Eish, always moving, always growing, always accomplishing, always going upwards. He goes on, Kilo yanuach velo yishkot adim kila hadavar lashlimo. The goal in life is that I should not come to rest until I have accomplished the thing I wanted to. Az tzarech lahaniya esa Eisha v'sochenu. So HaKuzari Omer, Shayhudim misnad nidim. I will say, this is really amazing. The Kuzari so points out that Jews are nomadic. Now, Baruch Hashem, not anymore. But for the truth is, from the time of Avram Avinu, I remember again, Avram Avinu's first command is Lech Lecha. And Nathan Rav Soloveitchik talks about this, that statement was not just a statement to Avram Avinu, that was almost like a statement of destiny. We're always wandering. The wandering Jew, always wandering around. Echad hasvarim, lama Yehudim zozim kol hayom, hu shebiglal shebo eres bohem eish. So you ever wonder to yourself, like, why is it that there was the wandering Jew? First of all, you know, by the way, how incredibly fortunate we are that we live in such a dramatically different time, where Klal Yisrael once again has the ability to be settled in Eretz Yisrael, where we don't have to be the wandering Jew going from country to country waiting for someone to kick us out and someone else to take us in. It's an incredible, incredible yisod. So the idea that, ask the Kuzari, why is it that the Jew is wandering? I mean, what's the pshat? That's part of our destiny. Why is it? So the Kuzari posits that the reason is because Sheba'eres bohem eish, because there's a fire that burns in us. And because there's a fire that burns in us, then what? Then what? Then lemaise, again, we can't sit still. We'll say, you should know, it's a very important yisod educationally. You know, it used to be that if a child couldn't sit still in school, right, the child was a bad child, right, misbehaving, not. It's okay, so today we understand, first of all, there are different kinds of learners, right? And in fact, in one of the multiple intelligences, there's something called a kinesthetic learner. Like there are children who learn, who need movement. What you also see, by the way, with children who are like all over the place and this and that active, if you could channel that passion, that energy, they could become some of the most successful students because there's an energy, there's a passion, there's an excitement. But it's not just true with children, it's true with adults also. Right? So the people are always moving around, they can't sit still and have a problem staying in place. If that could be channeled in the right way, it could become a huge, huge asset. So what the Kuzari is pointing out over here is that Klal Yisrael, we're a wandering nation, because Lamaise, at the end of the day, that represents the fire. I can't sit still. I'm always wandering around. Yesh Sipur. This is an interesting story. Yesh Sipur Rav Gadol, Shenisa Lahachshil also. So there's a story about a certain rabbi whose Balabatim wanted to mess him over. I mean, it's never really happened, but they say it's amazing. It must be apocryphal. So he goes on, he says, Hiviyu lo yelad goy echad, Vilimda oso melo halachas balpe. Shalu oso. So apparently, again, there must be more to this story, but they wanted to fool the Rav by passing off a Gentile boy as a Jewish student. So they taught him halachas, they wanted to embarrass the Rav, that the Rav would take him as a Talmud, and ultimately, again, it would then be discovered that the boy was not Jewish. Whatever the ma'isa is. So the Rav found out the plan. He realized the boy wasn't Jewish. So they asked him, Shalu osa ichata yadea, Rabbi, how did you know that the child wasn't Jewish? Get ready for this. Asu ona shehulo misnadneid. The child doesn't shuckle. The child doesn't shuckle. Child doesn't move. Child doesn't move. Jews don't sit still. And Jews don't stay in place. And Jews don't just stand still when they daven. They don't just stand still when they learn. They don't just stand still when they do anything. Why? Why? Hanashama shal Yehudi hi esh. Because the neshama of a Jew is fire. And that fire can't be contained. That fire cannot remain in place. That fire is in a perpetual state of movement. Well, so stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with the bolded lines on 169 tomorrow.